From Heaven, a selection of words and wisdoms of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bihi nasta'in. This is 306th episode of the program From Heaven. The aim of this program is to take some lessons from some accounts related from Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. And I am Fakhr Rouhani, the expert of this episode. On the account of Ahmad ibn Yahya al-Udi, we understand that there was a person who recounted some hadiths by the name of Mukhawwal ibn Ibrahim, who quoted on the account of Rabi' ibn Munzir, of his father, that is of Munzir, of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. In that Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam mentioned that مَا مِنْ عَبْدٍ قَتَرَتْ عَيْنَاهُ فِينَا قَتْرَةً أَوْ دَمَعَتْ عَيْنَاهُ فِينَا دَمَعَةً إِلَّا بَوَّأَهُ اللَّهُ بِهَا فِي الْجَنَّةِ حُقُبَةً. There's no servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nobody, who sheds a drop of tears or make others shed tears for us, unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will place such a person in the paradise for a rather long time. The Arabic text, إِلَّا بَوَّأَهُ اللَّهُ بِهَا فِي الْجَنَّةِ حُقُبَةً, means that unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide such a person with palaces in the paradise. In that case, we understand that, first of all, hadith is in favor of shedding tears in favor of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, were in a great majority related and issued by the infallible imams who succeeded Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. However, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam himself insisted on this, and this shows the place of shedding tears in favor of the afflictions of the Ahl al-Bayt in general and Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam in particular. From this we understand that Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam intended to highlight the place of shedding tears in favor of himself, and by this he never meant to trigger others to shed tears in favor of himself simply by way of shedding tears. Rather, this type of shedding tears has a very important sociocultural effects. First of all, this makes people to have sympathy with the Ahl al-Bayt. And more importantly, this kind of shedding tears makes the mourner think about the career and the characteristics of the Ahl al-Bayt. Well, there are some other benefits out of this shedding tears, and after this I'm going to touch upon them. However, Ahmad ibn Yahya al-Udi mentioned that after that, once he dreamt Imam al-Hussein al-Salam, and recounted the same piece of hadith as he had to be recounted from Imam al-Hussein al-Salam for that dignitary, for Imam al-Hussein al-Salam in dream. And then, although it was in a dream, Imam al-Hussein al-Salam confirmed the content of the hadith. And in doing so, Ahmad ibn Yahya al-Udi mentioned to Imam al-Hussein al-Salam that in that case, he wouldn't need to mention the chain of hadith authorities, because he had it, with its confirmation from Imam al-Hussein al-Salam directly. Allahumma arzuqni, Allahumma arzuqni, shafa'at al-Husayn, yawm al. This shows that a martyr who donated, who gave his whole life, his life, the blood of his life in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also be in a state of living. I mean, this kind of living, well, after his martyrdom, isn't in a sense, in a biological sense, that is, a martyr is going to be alive, I mean, spiritually. And this is what's promised both in the Holy Quran and also it's believed in other religions, because in many other religions, especially in Abrahamic religions, a great majority of the followers of these religions believe in the spiritual life of martyrs. Another point is that when a person reaches martyrdom or attains a martyrdom on the basis of Quranic indications, such a person will receive his nourishment, his spiritual nourishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because as mentioned in the Holy Quran, in the Surah Al-Imran, in verse 169, it's mentioned, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتًا بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ يرزقون. And never count those who were slain in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as dead. Rather, they are alive and they are being nourished before their Lord, before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the infallible imams in a very high position, in a very high status. And what's important in this regard is that shedding tears in favor of the infallible imams who were martyred in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes in the first place our sympathy with being afflicted with all sorts of problems, and rather this takes us to felicity, because by showing sympathy with the infallible imams we feel to be closer to them, I mean spiritually speaking, and from a religious perspective this is also another case of and another instance of valuing the teachings of the Ahl al-Bayt. On the basis of this account, we understand that in our social interactions, we receive different kinds, different pieces of news, whether right or wrong. Any kind of news, any kind of piece of news we receive, we have to be careful and to find out, to verify the truth of the statements that we hear. This is because in many, many cases, some of the pieces of news that we receive may be backbiting, may be slandering, or may be lies. So a sagacious Muslim is expected to verify whether a piece of news is true or not. Now we understand that even if Ahmad ibn Yahya received a piece of news regarding shedding tears in favor of the Ahl al-Bayt from Imam al-Husayn al-Salam, he was staunchly eager to verify the truth of the material until he dreamed Imam al-Husayn al-Salam. And another point is that if we receive some piece of news, in order to verify the authenticity and the authority of that piece of news, we have to refer to the best source and to the surest source from which or on the basis of whom a validity of that piece of truth can be ascertained. So we understand the unique position of Imam al-Husayn al-Salam and the true value of shedding tears in sympathy with the afflictions of the Ahl al-Bayt. We hope to have taken very important lessons from the teachings of the Ahl al-Bayt. Thank you very much. As-salamu alayka ya.
Ya thar Allah wa al-nafari. As-salamu alayka ya.